This week's parsha mentions the Isser of Ona'a. Perichav Hei Pasuk Yud Zayin, Velo Tonu Ish Et Amito. What is the translation of the word Tonu, Ona'a? So the Torah repeats this Isser twice, once in Kedoshim and once in this week's parsha, Parshat Bahar. In this week's parsha, it adds a context of finance, of buying and selling. And therefore, people often translate the word Ona'a as fraud. That having been said, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Isser of Ona'a is not mentioned in the context of financial dealings, and there it means to cause someone pain, general pain. So obviously it doesn't mean physical pain, hitting, because that's the Isser of Chabalah, and therefore Chazal understood from the other Pasuk that it means Ona'at Dvarim, verbal abuse. We see that thousands of years before general society became sensitive to the pain that can be caused just through how we speak to one another, the Torah given to Klal Yisrael already identified this. And it uses the same shoresh for fraud, for causing someone pain by buying and selling with them inappropriately at an inappropriate price, and verbal abuse. What's interesting is that after the Torah here in Pasuk Yud Zayin presents the Isser of Ona, it adds two words, V'yareita me'elokecha, and then Ki ani Hashem elokechem. Fear your God, because I am Hashem your God. And the obvious question is, how does this Isser of Ona'as Mamon, fraud, how does it connect to V'yareisa me'elokecha? The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet explains the appearance of V'yareita me'elokecha in other contexts as explaining that when the Torah prohibits something that depends on the intention, on what a person has in their heart, we can't always know from a person's actions what their intentions are. When the Torah prohibits something like that, it says, V'yareita me'elokecha, because God knows what a person is feeling. The Torah Tamima in our Pasuk explains that there are many different types of Ona'a and Ona'at Dvarim. There are situations where a person says something that they really intend for the positive, even if it causes pain. And a person can justify and explain away what they said. V'yareita me'elokecha comes to remind people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows a person's intentions. And they should be careful what they say, even if others won't realize that it has negative intentions. Hashem does, and we should be careful, sensitive in how we treat each other. V'lo tonu ishet amito, v'yareita me'elokecha, ki ani Hashem elokechem.